Thank you. I think I know what day it is now.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, we were all in that haze last week where after New Year's, it was like, okay, is it Friday? Is it Thursday? I had no idea.
I think some people were glad to get lost for a while and have a little bit of a break.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Well, the big news is, and parents are rejoicing all over the Mexico School District, is that school is back in session starting today, correct?
We are. We're back today. Everything went smooth this morning, getting everybody back to school. And teachers reported yesterday and had a day for professional development and worked on different things with curriculum and instruction in each building. And then the kids came back today, and we're glad to welcome them back. And hopefully everybody was rested, and we'll probably need a few days of adjustment. I know my kids will.
Mine too. There is no doubt about it. And I'm still getting adjusted, but yeah, no doubt about that. So one big thing last week too, while I was in the haze of not knowing what day it was, I did know it was time to pay my personal property taxes. I went and got that done, as I'm sure a lot of people have. But some people may be looking at it and saying, oh gosh, you know, it hurts to give away this much money, but some of it goes to the schools, and I thought maybe we could kind of break some of that down, if you will.
Sure. It is hard to look at, and as a taxpayer myself and a resident, you know, you see that big chunk that goes to the school district, and your interview with Kate Becker last month was awesome as well. I listened to that, and she pointed out that there are 9 school districts that make up Audrain County, too. So we get taxes, of course, from the local people, but then we also have a little bit, barely, a little bit from Monroe County and from Callaway County as well. But a school budget is basically like our home budget. Like, we have to think of things like repairs and maintenance and upkeep and new purchases and new construction. And then 80% of our budget goes to salary and benefits, around 80% of that for teacher salary and benefits. Most of the monies that pay for teacher salaries come from the state and federal level. So our local money doesn't go towards that as much. But 48% of our school budget comes from local taxes. And I know it's hard to think about if you don't have a kid in the school district, or if you're a grandparent, why am I still paying taxes? But unfortunately, it's just a fact of life, and wherever we move, we're going to have to pay taxes. But one of the things that we've been talking about at Central Office lately is basically everything that we spend as a school district is tax dollars, and there's a small amount that might be donations or gifts, but every dollar that we spend is tax dollars, and we have 4 funds that those come out of, and we have to make sure that the right monies come from the right funds. So school budgeting, and as long as I've been in education even, can be confusing for a lot of people, but we just have to make sure those come from the right area. So 48% is from local, almost 9% is from county. State is 32%, and federal makes up just a little under 10% of those monies. And then we have to have a savings account also, which in school districts we call reserves, and we are sitting in great condition at Mexico School District and are able to do a lot of things for our kids academically and in educating the whole child.
You know, Grandpa always used to say, death and taxes, they're sure things, and I think I'd rather pay the taxes than the other. So, another thing, good news that is coming up, Mexico School District is receiving an award at the Mexico Chamber of Commerce Dinner that's going to be coming up January the 17th, 10 days away. Tell us about that.
Sure. This was exciting for us because it was really unexpected. I didn't really think of us at the school district as a part of this, but our activities department at the high school and middle school received the tourism award. So this is great because, you know, we're thinking about our visiting schools and the people that we bring into town. They're stopping and getting gas or getting snacks, and they're using our facilities, you know, so that's all important for our community and brings things in for our local tax base as well. But then also, you know, extracurricular activities are important whenever you're developing a child. So we feel as educators that whenever you get kids involved in these things that they want to be involved in, that they're connecting with the school, and that's building leadership, that's building social skills, that's building school pride. So we are very excited to be there. Dr. Templeton and Travis Blevins, our AD at the high school, will be accepting that award next Friday night. And you know, we always and to follow up the tax conversation too, the communities with the best schools win. So in Mexico, we've got a great program here for our kids, not only academically but with extracurriculars as well. We have 22 MISHA sanctioned activities that our kids are involved in, and people probably think a lot about sports whenever you think about MISHA activities, but we also have things that are just skill sets for students and student interest. We talked about the Bass Fishing Club whenever I was here 3 weeks ago, and then we've got yearbook and FFA and FBLA. Our esports program has grown exponentially, and the MU esports program has been in the news a lot too, and kids can get scholarships from that. So all of those areas help develop our students, and we are super excited that we're going to be able to be recognized for that.
Well, I know I've quoted you once already today in my earlier interview with Chief Rocket, but I'll quote you again. I saw your Facebook post about Mexico being one of the safest cities to live in 2019. We covered that story as well, but that's also good news for people looking for a place to live and get into the school district.
It is, and how great is that, that you know we can help provide these things for our community, because we're developing the future of our community. And even though the kids are still in school, they're out doing working with local businesses. Our local businesses are great partners with us at the school through the PEC committee and Bright Futures, and just people coming in to speak to our business classes at the high school. And then our kids are out working in the community. So you see our Bulldogs out there, and it's just full circle. It's a great place to be.
No doubt about it. Have we kind of covered everything? I think the next Board of Education meeting is still a couple of weeks away.
It is. It will be 2 weeks from today. We are still taking applications for our superintendent search, and we'll shut that down, I think, the first week in February. I have a meeting with that earlier or later today. So we're looking for that right now, and then we will keep everybody posted. And we thank you for covering our school district.
Well, we thank you for keeping us up to date with the school district happenings and news. And we'll see you here again in a couple of weeks, third Tuesday coming up. You'll be back in with us, we hope.
I'll be here, Matt.